What's a colonoscopy got to do with appendicitis? More than you might think, according to a new American study, which has found that in the week after a colonoscopy, people are much more likely to report appendicitis than at any point over the next year. The lead author of this study is Dr. Mark Basson from the University of North Dakota, who's speaking with Norman Swan.
Why did you think there might be a relationship between colonoscopy and appendicitis in the first place?
I'm a general surgeon, and I've had a few patients over the years who've come to me with appendicitis and have said, well, you know, doc, I had colonoscopy 4 days ago. Do you think this has something to do with that? Did they do something wrong? Which is, of course, the second question everyone always asks.
And, of course, you said, no, it couldn't possibly be just a coincidence.
Right. It's surely a coincidence. The common events that occur commonly are sooner or later going to occur coincidentally. But it seemed to me, I'd seen it a few times, and then we did some homework and we looked at some literature, and there were a number of scattered case reports about other people reporting similar findings. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if this is true or not, but we might as well at least find out. So in order to find this out, we needed a huge database because these are very common events.
And just to explain here about common events is that you've got to get beyond the random to see a pattern. And given they're so common, you've got to really have large numbers to see a pattern emerging.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because otherwise, one assumes that there will be some colonoscopies that happen before appendicitis, just like there will be some people who will be driving before they get appendicitis, and some people who will have eaten a hamburger as opposed to a vegetable before they had appendicitis. But those are all very, very common things to happen, and they're going to happen before other things that are common. So we were able to access a database of about 400,000 patients, roughly, who had had a screening colonoscopy over about a five-year period through the Department of Veterans Affairs. We basically then took these 400,000 folks and we said, in the week after their colonoscopy, what was the incidence of appendicitis or the incidence of appendectomy, which is a slightly different question. And then we asked, what was the incidence of appendicitis or appendectomy in the next 51 weeks as a control? So we were able to compare the incidence in the first week to the rate of having your appendix out every week for the next 51 weeks.
And you kind of assumed if there was going to be an effect, it's in the first week for whatever reason, and then it all disappears.
Exactly. What we found was that we asked the question a number of different ways, but no matter how we asked the question of the administrative data, we found a substantially increased rate of appendicitis or appendectomy in the week following colonoscopy compared to the next 51 weeks.
Did it matter what happened during the colonoscopy?
There's a limit to how much information we were able to get. So we could not really look at the question of whether you had a lot of polyps or something like that. What we can do is we can tell you that none of the patients who we picked up in that first week had biopsies at the region of the appendix or had appendiceal tumors. We had found some patients like that, and we'd eliminated them along the way. So it wasn't anything being done locally there. But we found one patient who clearly, as we read the chart, developed his pain after his bowel prep just before the colonoscopy started. So clearly in that patient's case, it was either a random coincidence or it was the bowel prep. And there is some theoretical reason to think that a bowel prep might in fact be a contributing factor, because some bowel preps are known to cause problems with the blood supply to the lining of the bowel. And virtually all bowel preps, although it's not well understood, are known to alter the microbiology that lives inside the colon. So either of those could conceivably then predispose one to appendicitis, or it could be something about the colonoscopy itself, and the most likely thing might be just the stimulation of the pressure.
Dr. Mark Basson from the University of North Dakota speaking with Dr. Norman Swan, and you can hear more of that on the Health Report with Norman right here on RN at 5:30.